Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Cloris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening. You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, evangelist Norma Chapman, with my beautiful co-host on today, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. I'm excited to have all of you listening in on today's episode. As always, if you will, please bow your heads as our co-host comes with our opening prayer.
Greetings and blessings to all that's connected this evening on Facing Your Fears radio talk show. Most gracious Heavenly Father, today we thank you and we praise you. Before we go in a step to ask you for anything, Lord God, we thank you for what you've already done and in your promises, yes and amen, that you continue to do. We thank you, praise God, for this topic on this evening. And we pray that all that's connected, not one will leave the same, but will leave changed. Understanding the importance and what it requires for us to be able to get a prayer in and get an answer through the prayer of a righteous man, which availeth much. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, listeners, we want to thank our co-host for that awesome prayer. And remember, listeners, if you care to say anything on today's topic, just press that number one on your phone and we will bring you into the studio with us. Our topic for today will be prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And before we get into our discussion on today, I want to give you a little highlight on our topic for today. God hears the prayers of a righteous man. The Bible tells us in the book of James, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse, that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. When we live a life that's pleasing and acceptable to God, there's nothing we cannot pray and ask him for that he will not hear and answer our prayers. The key to the kingdom is prayers, and faith unlocks the door. Prayers can conquer anything if God's willing to grant it to us. Faith is what a righteous man or a righteous woman stands on. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we pray, and we want God to hear and answer our prayers. We must go to him in spirit and in truth. Stay tuned on the show today as we continue talking and discussing prayers of a righteous man avail much. And if you care to get your Bibles and just join in with us, we'll be coming from the book of James, the 5th chapter, and the 16th verse. Also, the co-host has some chapters she will be doing emphasis on today. And as we touch and agree with Bible verses that can help us pray a righteous prayer and live a righteous life. So when we pray, having the faith the size of a mustard seed that can give us the strength to be able to move mountains and grow in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is always willing and ready to hear from his children through prayers. So before I get into James, the 5th chapter of James and the 16th verse, I am going to yield here and let our coach come in and greet you, and she can start off the subject for today. God bless you, co-host.
Good evening, good evening. God bless each and every one of you this evening. Praise God. First, I'd like to start out by saying, sending prayers for truly a blessed, blessed Christmas, safe holidays to all of you connected. Praise God. Remember, Jesus is truly the reason for this season and every season. As we're speaking tonight, praise God, we're so grateful for Evangelist Norma Chapman, the amazing host of Facing Your Fears radio talk show, and we're so grateful for the amazing, awesome topic tonight, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When we're speaking to a righteous man, not specific to a male, but man or woman, righteous, righteous, the person that is praying the prayer, what kind of life are you living? Are you living a life, praise God, where God not only hears, because we know, praise God, that he hears our prayers, but praise God, we want to make sure, praise God, that our prayers are not just heard, but praise God, we want to make sure that our prayers are answered. And we're so grateful for, praise God, this evening for this topic that's taking us into the place to help us understand how powerful the prayers of a righteous man, praise God, or woman in Christ is through the power, praise God, of a relationship. When we pray an effective prayer, understanding what a beautiful privilege it is to be able to pray, praise God, and first and foremost to understand, praise God, the sacrifice that was made. We have to understand about effective prayer. This is that the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, what he suffered to give us that opportunity. He suffered and died on that cross to make it possible for the ones that are praying, you and I, as we are praying to him, praise God, to be able, first of all, to even approach the throne of grace to worship and pray. And we are so grateful tonight, praise God, because as we go in to this topic tonight, every one of us, when we pray, our whole desire and expectation is that God hears our prayer. But I want to tell you something this evening. We got to understand what the Word of God says. He says the effective, fervent prayers of a righteous man avail it much. When a righteous man or woman go before the Lord, their life lines up, praise God, holy because he's holy, righteous because he's righteous. His ears are going to hear, and he's going to respond, because as the Word of God says in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask whatever you will, and it will be given unto you. Praise God, as we are praying these effective prayers, praise God, we look with expectation as we are living the life, praise God, as God has expected us to live. When we call on his name, we expect an answer. Why would we expect the answer? Because our life, our relationship, this is not about what we say. It is about what we live. We can say whatever we want to say, but our life will tell what we are living. Prayers are not just to be prayed. That's an open communication line to the Lord. When we go in prayer to the Lord, we are going to the place where all the answers is. We are going to that place, praise God, where we can get in that deep in communication with our holy creator, with our holy redeemer. Prayer, look, prayer, even when we pray, we got to keep in mind that prayer has more, praise God, dealing with more of the one who's actually praying the prayer, praise God, than how we're praying. A lot of times people get caught up in fancy words. Listen, fancy words don't determine an effective prayer. A lifestyle determines an effective prayer. Your connections, your sincerity in the Word of God and the life that you're living, praise God, will determine whether you're just practicing in your prayers or whether you're just saying a whole lot of big words with no response. Let me tell you something. You can pray an effective, fervent prayer in a few minutes, or you can pray it in a few hours. God is looking for the sincerity. He's looking for the genuine, the real. That's what makes it effective. That sincere heart, that heart that's not looking for nobody to hear how fabulous and fancy it's praying, but that heart that has a lifestyle to match it and causes God to hear. He says in his word, praise God, and I want to just share this with you. Praise God, I just thank God today for this topic. He said for the eyes in 1 Peter 3:12, he says for the eyes of the Lord are on what? The righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. There is no need for you to bow down, stand up, whatever position you take, and begin to pray to the Lord when you have evil in your heart, when you're working in wickedness, when you're going against what thus say the Lord. Remember what he said. He said it's the effective. The effective is in line with my will, not your will, my way, not your way, what thus say the Lord, and that you have a relationship with him, and that is based on a lifestyle, and that's what determines an effective, effective fervent prayer. Fervent, that prayer is sincere. That prayer is real. That prayer, praise God, is literally touching the throne room, praise God, where we're going to get an answer. So this evening, as we examine ourselves, let us check our lifestyle. If perhaps your prayers are going up and they're not being answered, check yourself. Somewhere you may be out of tune. Somewhere you think you may have inclined and you may have declined. You're not in tune. And when any time in the natural, when you're speaking of music, if it's not in tune, then it sends off a wrong a note. So we don't want to send off a wrong note because we want to answer. We want God to answer our prayers. And let me tell you, he hears them all and he answers them all, even when he say no. Even when there is no answer, there is an answer. It just may be that your lifestyle has not lined up for you to get the answer that you want or the answer that you may be expecting. Remember, there's no error or no mistake in him. If anything is not happening that God say would happen, we have to come and examine ourselves. Remember, today we are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, where we want you listeners to be a part of this conversation. So press that number one on your phone and be able to come in and share with Evangelist Chapman, our amazing, awesome host, and Pastor Smith, myself, our co-host, as I yield back to Evangelist Chapman.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Smith. We're going to do something today before I go and read the word in James, the fifth chapter of James and the 11th verse. What I want everyone to do that's tuning in on today, I thank God for my listeners on today. If you're standing in need of anything, if you need prayers for anything, today is the day to press that number one on your phone so we can go in prayer with you, agreeing and touching, so God can hear and answer prayers. The Bible tells us when two and three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, and in the name of Jesus, there he is in the midst. So I want my listeners today, and I'm still a little hoarse, but that's okay. I'm going to press my way through the show on today. I want you to press that number one. If you're standing in the need of anything, as I read the book of James, the fifth chapter, I'm going to be starting at the 13th verse to the 16th verse. I want you to hear what James is saying about prayer and what prayers can do. The book of James, the fifth chapter, starting at the 13th verse, is anyone among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. They shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual or vital prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James is saying here, if anyone that is in need of prayer, if anyone that's standing in the need of anything right now, we want to go in prayer right here on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. Remember, listeners, we are talking about prayers of a righteous man availeth much. We're talking about prayers, faith, righteousness, and hope. Because when we pray, we hope that God will answer our prayers. And we hope that the prayers that we are praying is pleasing and acceptable in His sight. So we do have a caller, and I'm going to go to that caller, and then we're going to come back, co-host and I, and we are going to finish talking about James, the fifth chapter of James, the 11th verse, and Pastor Smith will share some more verses. We have two callers right now. I'm going to go to our first caller, and that error code 504, your last digits are 6041. Last digit 6041, error code 504. And the studio trying to bring you in, give it a little patience there. The studio is running kind of slow, but they will pick you up in a minute. Listen up. Hello, you are on the air now. Error code 504-6041. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
Oh, can you talk a little louder for us, please, in the studio so all the listeners can hear you?
Good evening. How are you doing? How's everyone?
It's a blessing on today. We can't hear you, caller.
We're good. Thank you.
Who's calling?
Jacqueline Griffin.
Miss Jacqueline Griffin, thank God for you on today. And you may say what you have to say at this time. Miss Griffin?
I didn't hear what you said.
You are still in the studio, and you may talk at this time.
Okay, what I was asking prayer, please, is that I went to bed last night and I woke up this morning with a big knot on the top of my foot, and I am a diabetic, and it's swollen. I do have a doctor's appointment for tomorrow, but I need prayers because I don't know what it is, and I can hardly walk, and I need prayers, please, to make sure. To heal this sore that's on my feet.
Thank God for you. Thank God. We will be sending a prayer for Sister Griffin on today. And Sister Jacqueline Griffin, I'm so happy to have you in the studio with me on today. And we're going to be praying after we hear all of the requests for prayers. And we're going to, the co-host is writing your name down as I speak, Ms. Jacqueline Griffin. And we will be sending a prayer for your foot on today. So when you go to the doctor on tomorrow, it'll be of a good report. God bless you and God keep you and call back again. Okay, we're going to our next caller, which is called our code 832. Last four digits of that number is 1372. Our code. And the studio is running real slow today. I'm trying to bring you in, listener. Our code 832, last four digits, 1372. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. How you doing? This is Pastor Dwayne Johnson of Outreach of Truth Ministry.
God,
how you doing, evangelist?
Pastor Johnson, God bless you, mighty man of God, and he's with us on today, so we know that some prayers going to be going forward in the name of Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
You may speak in the studio at this time.
Yeah, I just want to just thank God for what I've been hearing. The evangelist, pastor that is ministering, she's bringing the word, and especially about James 5 and 16, like you said, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And she said one thing that I know, all of it was righteous and all of it was good, one thing that I know that is a justified thing with God. You have to be living a life. And I just want to quote Proverbs 28 and 9, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9, the Bible says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. That means that an abomination is that which God hates. So that means that if you're not living a life, you're living a lie. you know. And, to me, that just, you know, to me, Evangelist Griffin, Minister Griffin, Pastor Griffin, is basically just confirming also about the balance of grace, you know, because people is teaching something that they need balance with, and I didn't brought forth the balance of it, because you have to live the life of Christ. You have to live. You have to do a work that God has ordained for you to do.
Amen.
And come back and reward every man according to his work. So the Bible clearly says,
amen,
even your prayers can be or will be an abomination to the Lord if you don't keep the law. Now, they're not talking about the old covenant law, because he redeemed us from the old covenant, Ten Commandments law. He's talking about Romans 8 and 2, where the Bible says the law of the liberty of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. So whenever we live the life that Christ has lived, and we allow God, because we can't do it ourselves, Philippians 2 and 13 says, for it is God that we can in you both to will and do his good pleasure. So therefore, what you said about that, you have to live the life. If you're not living a life, you're living a lie. If you're not living a lie, you're living a lie. And so I just want to share that. Amen. I don't want to hold on too long. Amen. And just want to let you know I've been enjoying it. Evangelist Nisa is also my first cousin. Amen. I just thank God because she's doing a great job. And I'm just enjoying our minister and Pastor Jackie. And because she's breaking, she broke
Pastor
it down. She's been breaking it down well.
Pastor John.
Huh?
My co-host is Pastor Doris Smith. The caller
Doris
called in for prayer. Yeah, the caller that called in for prayer.
Oh, all right. I was calling a chorus. Yeah, all right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Doris Smith has been saying some serious revelation from God. And so, you know, I just thank God that God has helped her on your talk show, because somebody needs to hear what the Spirit is saying, because, you know, Christ is so close to his return. So we need to live a life.
If
you're not living a life, like she said, you are living a lie. I don't care how much you preach, and I don't care how much you
talk
Jesus. A lot of people are prophesy and not prophesy. They're doing church work, but not doing the work of the church. You know what I'm talking about. So, you know,
I just thank God.
I thank God for my cousin, because I've really been on with her. I just don't tune in all the time, but I be listening. But do, like with this one, oh, my God, I said, I got to get on there and share that. I'm really enjoying what God has been doing, and I thank God that he's still using my cousin, amen, in a mighty work, amen, and bringing these mighty men and women of God on the scene, because when Jesus comes back, we're going to all be without excuse, because too much word is going forward right now.
God,
you know,
bless
you. So,
Pastor, why you on the bunch? Yes,
ma'am?
Pastor Johnson,
yes,
now you're in the studio with us, Pastor Johnson. If you have the time, we want to go in prayer right now for everyone that's on this episode that's in the studio on today. Every caller on today, whether they press that number one or not, we are going to go in prayer and expect Sister Gwendolyn Griffin, Jacqueline Griffin, who asked for a special prayer that she has a knot on her foot. And she's going to the doctor tomorrow. We're going to pray that the Lord heals. That's for tonight. We're going to pray that the Lord, whatever that knot is there, we're going to ask the Lord to come in and touch it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're going to let Pastor pray. Then we're going to let my co-host, Pastor Smith, go pray. And I'm going to come back with the prayers. Well, Pastor Johnson, would you begin the prayers at this time?
Right now, Father, we just send the word together. You say where there are two of us just touching and agreeing, you will be in the midst, according to Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. You say that we touch and agree. We don't have to literally touch physically, but in a spiritual touch, Father, we send the word. You also said in your words, he sent his word and healed them. And how he do it? He do it through his children. For his word, he said, put in your mouth. And you have given us the authority over all these things. First of all, Lord, I just want to send the word of healing, amen, to this young lady who have an issue on her foot. And right now I speak of miracles and the power of God, that whatever that is that's trying to grow on her feet, Father, that it die down in Jesus' name. I render that power null and void. There is no power but of God. and the power that be is ordained of God. So I render that power that has touched your feet to be written, to be null and void in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Christ himself is speaking through this voice in Jesus' name. And we all come in agreement, and we say by the stripes of Christ, not that you shall be healed, but that you are healed. The Bible says you have to believe in the without a shadow of a doubt that you are healed right now. Father, we just send that word, Father. And Lord, we expect no more than a divine breakthrough, a divine miracle, and a great testimony from this woman of God in Jesus' name. And prayerfully, she will bring it back on Facing Your Fear so that she can give God the glory. Now, Father, I just send a word to all of those out there, Father, who is listening under the sound of my voice, under the sound of Evangelist Norma's voice, and all of us, Father, that is praying, Father. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will send the word, Father, and cause them to receive all the things you need to receive concerning this topic and concerning the revelation that God is bringing through the pastor in Jesus' name. And, Father, even those who are not on, like Evangelist Norma said, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. Direct them, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Direct them, Father, to hear what your Spirit is saying and cause them to get connected, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, from this day forth, Father, that the power of God will overshadow and overshake all those with the blessings and the Holy Spirit that leads all of us in the right direction. And what better direction it is to be on Facing Your Fear this very hour. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We continue, praise God, to lift up in the... We continue, praise God, to lift up in the power of prayer this evening as I come in agreement, praise God, with Pastor Johnson, and he has prayed, praise God, to lift up Sister Jacqueline Griffin this evening, praise God.
Yes.
The word of God
yes.
said, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. The word of
come
God
on,
in
now.
The name of Jesus say, I will strengthen you. Yes, I'll help you. We look
come
at the
on,
foot
now.
Today, and we know, praise God, that it's not what it looked like. We look at the
come
foot
on.
Today, and we speak to the foot today in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, and we command the fluid to dry up right now. We don't ask, but we command it to be so. It's I'll uphold you, praise God, with my righteous right hand. God, we thank you today because your word said, but I will restore you to health, and I'll heal your wounds, declares the Lord.
Ooh.
And God, as you touch her today, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will let the fire of this anointing radiate through this line. Touch everybody on this line today. From the top of their head to the sole of their feet. You know their name. And you know their need today. And God, I decree and declare in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus of Nazareth that it is so. And I thank you right now because you
thank
are a healer. I thank you right now because you didn't give her the spirit of fear. But we're going to work with what you gave her. You gave her
come
love. You gave her power. And you gave her sound mind. In the name of Jesus, everybody that's
mighty
connected today is operating in a sound mind and the power of the Almighty God. Because he said
Lord
in Luke 10 and 19, behold, wait a minute. Come on, listen now.
I give
you power to tread on serpents and tread on scorpions. Nothing by any means. I don't care how it come up. You may have laid down last night and woke up and it was there. But God say don't matter how it came. By any means, I decree and declare today through the blood that was shed over 2,000 years ago that
that's
it will not work. And no weapon, no not one, that's formed against
ooh.
You will be able to prosper. I speak the blessings and miracles over this line that everybody on here today. No, you will not leave the way you came. But you'll leave inspired. You'll leave uplifted. You'll leave encouraged. You'll leave, praise God, with a press in your push to keep on keeping on. In Jesus' mighty name,
Jesus,
we give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. Amen.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Ooh,
we give the devil a headache today.
All right, listeners. We are almost at the end of the show. We only have a minute left. So we're going to take this time out and thank Pastor Dwayne Johnson. And he's on Facebook every Wednesday and every Sunday, Wednesday night for 7 p.m. You can find him on Facebook under Pastor Dwayne Johnson. And you can also find him on a Sunday morning, every Sunday at 11 o'clock on Facebook. Those of you who care to tune in, please tune in and hear this mighty teacher of God. He teaches and he knows that Bible, and God has anointed him, appointed him, called him as a mighty, mighty teacher, a true man, powerful man of God. Also, listeners, we're going to take this time, let our co-host come back and tell you about her prayer line that she has.
Yes.
Every 2 times a week. Come on, Pastor Smith, give your information.
Praise God, praise God. Every Tuesday morning at 5 a.m., every Thursday morning at 5 a.m., we start our day with Jesus. Prayerfully, you do that every day along with myself, every day with Jesus. But on those 2 days, we're on at 5 a.m. We do 1 power hour, 5 to 6. You can dial in by dialing 712-775-7031. And the access code is 710-569 and the pound. One more time, 712-775-7031. Access code 710-569-pound. We rise every day simply just to bow to the King. God bless you.
Amen.
I know you said it to Larry. I need that number again so I can connect with you one more time. 712-735.
712-775-7031. And the access code 710-569-pound.
569-pound. All right, I got it.
Okay, God bless you.
At this time in the studio, we have ran over at this time, but I thank God for the prayers that went up. I thank God for all of my listeners that's tuned in. I thank God for my co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. Remember to listen, to tune in every Thursday from 4:30 until 5 until the end of this year, beginning of 2021. We'll be going back out for 4 hours. I love you. God bless you. And listeners, do have a safe holiday out there. Protect yourself. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Be obedient to the authorities. Also be obedient to what God is telling us to do. We must be obedient. And when we're obedient to the word of God, and when we pray an effective prayer, and we pray a prayer from our hearts, God will come in, even if you don't know God. Say, Lord, I need you in my life. He will come in and ask
you.
God keep you. California, Texas, Detroit, Florida, all of my listeners on today, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, God bless you. God keep you until next week at the same time. Facing your fears, love you. And we pray that God continue to bless and keep all of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. This concludes our show for today.
God bless.